Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number if you have a question. Go ahead and give us a call, and we'll put you on as soon as we can. Good afternoon, Dr. Ream. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I look forward to this broadcast every Monday. I'm just doing great. I'm out here in San Diego, and the weather is sunny, and the holidays are over, getting back to business. Everything is really good.
Absolutely wonderful. Hey, today we're going to be talking about plantar fasciitis and heel pain. What can you tell us, and what can
I could tell you.
What's that all about?
I could tell you. The first thing I could tell you, it's one of the most common things that people come in to see a podiatrist with, is this plantar fasciitis, which is sometimes mixed up with heel pain, the same type of thing. It starts at the heel and extends along the plantar fasciitis or along the bottom of the foot. We could talk about why that is. And the second most common thing, or maybe equal, is fungus nails. We talked about that last week, but my gosh, this stuff is common. And during the holiday season, do you know what the most common thing that people come into the office with?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you.
What would that be?
It's mistletoe.
Mistletoe. All right. And that's pretty good.
All right. Let's stick to the plantar fasciitis. All right. So you asked me what it's all about, right? All right. So
first of all, it sounds serious. And, you know, I mean, it came to mind because I had a neighbor who, she was limping along, and that's what she said. That's what she had. And I go, boy, this would be great to, you know, talk about it today. And you know, if it's common, is it serious? And tell us about it.
All right. Well, okay. Everybody listening out there, look at your foot. And towards the back of the foot is the heel, right? Everyone knows the heel. And along the bottom of the foot, from the heel towards the toes, push in there, there's a bunch of tissue. And a lot of this tissue is muscle-like. And this muscle-like tissue is not a muscle. It's not a tendon. It's not a ligament. But it is a combination of all three on the bottom of the foot. And the tissue type is called aponeurosis, aponeurosis. Aponeurosis. Hope I spelled that right. All right. And
sounds good.
Aponeurosis. Now, the aponeurosis goes from the heel to the toes. Now, if your foot remains stable or steady or balanced during the walking cycle, when you walk, called gait, stays relatively the same shape and just you're able to walk without stretching that plantar fasciitis. I mean, that plantar fascia. The muscle is called plantar fascia. The tissue is called aponeurosis. But I don't want to get too scientific. Call it plantar fascia. Now, without stretching it. But if you become flattened when you walk, or you become imbalanced when you walk, You have to stretch that plantar fascia. And stretching it pulls on the heel. And there is a natural protective blister or a blister pack, a little bubble or a little balloon that protects the heel from hitting the ground as the plantar fascia attaches to the heel. This protects it. And when you roll over on it too much, you're not only pulling the plantar fascia, but the plantar fascia is pulling on the heel. It's pulling on this protective sac called bursa, creating a bursitis. Itis always means inflammation, and you're creating pain. So you're hitting the ground. Picture yourself becoming flattened. You're pulling that muscle from the heel, pulling on this stiff sac, and creating pain and the inflammation from this tissue to the heel pulls out portions of the bone of the heel. And this is called a heel spur, but a heel spur does not hurt. It's the muscle inflaming around the area and the actual bone becoming inflamed that hurts. The spur doesn't poke you and hurt. Some people think a heel spur hurts. So that is what and so itis means inflammation, so plantar fasciitis, this whole area becomes inflamed. Some people come in with heel pain, some people come in with arch pain, some people come in with the whole area, and the doctors, the diagnosis, call this plantar fasciitis. Now, people come in telling me, what's wrong? I go into the room, yes, ma'am, what's your problem? Why are you here today? Well, I have plantar fasciitis. They don't know they have plantar fasciitis because it could be something else. All right?
Yeah.
Don't self-diagnose
yourself.
You know, I like people to help themselves before they go to the doctor. And I'm here to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. But in some cases, you need a diagnosis. Get yourself a diagnosis. Don't go treating the wrong thing and reading about this on the internet, treating the wrong thing. Get yourself a diagnosis from a board-certified podiatrist, board-certified by the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry. Okay? You got it. There's a time to go to the doctor, Don Allen. Did you agree?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, what they want to do is they want to, do what they can first, and that's the reason
but
for this show.
You want to prevent what happens. You want to prevent what happens.
Exactly.
And heel pain is prevented by wearing good shoes and arch supports, and we could talk about that. But if you have something that you can't relieve by shoes and arch supports, don't wait too long. You need to know what you have. You need a diagnosis in order to what to treat, right? How can you go treating? It's like throwing darts at a wall. You don't know what you have to know what you're treating.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You give it a little try, but now I say prevention. You know me. I always say attention to prevention. Now, you want to prevent a heel spur? You want to prevent plantar fasciitis? Make sure that your gait, your walking is balanced by the way of proper shoes and good, we call them orthoses or orthotic devices. And these are inserts for the shoe that help balance the walking so your foot's not wiggling around and pulling on that fascia. You don't want to pull on the fascia from the heel bone. Is everybody listening out there, do they know, do they feel this? Do they get it? Am I making myself clear? Don Allen, am I making myself clear?
Well, I think so, and part of, you know, what's interesting about this is, we could we talk about these different things, and as you become aware that your feet are attached to the rest of your body, you start thinking about how you walk. And, you know, the other day I was walking into a store, and I really was. I was noticing that my feet are walking out a little bit. So I start walking with an intention of making them straight. And I go, that's very interesting how that feels, how it's different. And as you listen to these programs and you start understanding how the feet work and this attention to prevention, it really starts making you think that, gosh, you know, my feet might hurt because I'm a little overweight or I'm wearing the wrong shoes, or if I could do something different with, you know, the way you treat your feet. Do you brush your feet every night? So, yeah, it's very important that what you're talking about.
You know what? You just hit a chord with two things for me. That this topic of discussion in plantar fasciitis and heel pain, there are two basic, very important points that I'm glad you mentioned. First of all, you said you tried to correct the way you walk yourself. You tried to correct the way your foot hits the ground. When you try to do it, you're actually throwing out another part. You can't do it on purpose. You have to have the proper shoe, and your foot has to be programmed inside the shoe by a custom orthotic, and it has to, and then you are able to walk without compensating, without wiggling. But you wiggled yourself to the ground in your effort to make it straight. But you can't, because remember, when the foot moves, the ankle moves, the knee moves, the hip moves, the shoulders move, the neck moves. It's all up and down the kinetic chain. And I endorse what you said. What I always say is the foot is attached to the rest of the body, both medically, chemically, and mechanically. So you can't correct it yourself. You have to have a custom-made orthotic with a good shoe. You know, it's a marriage. The shoe,
yeah,
and the shoe and the orthotic are a unit, and they work together. And it's like being married, and you just work together to create a beautiful function of the foot. Now, you said something else that tickled my fancy. And what is that? Something very, very, very important to the subject of heel pain and plantar fasciitis. There is a study that was done. 86% of the people who lost weight down to their correct weight, according to the charts, got rid of their heel pain after losing weight. Isn't that funny? And
well, it's not really.
The thing of it is
people do not realize that, you know, that the lack of control in their diet, the lack of control in how they eat, and putting on those few extra pounds, it really, really does make a difference. And I was going to say at one time I was 40 pounds overweight and I was having my heel pain. The doctor was telling me to take aspirin or something like that. And I don't like taking medicine if I don't have to. But you know what?
Right.
I lost the weight and my heels don't hurt anymore. That was a very important part.
Now, it's interesting because right now the people that are listening to this broadcast and probably yourself are thinking, well, sure, if you have more weight and you pound on your heels, it's going to hurt. Well, you know what? This is part of it, because 3 to 8 times the body weight goes down on the heel with each step, depending if you're going up, if you're going down, if you're going fast, if you're going slow. It depends on that. So you're right in part. But do you know that the major part of this pain, this major part of this pain is due to the inflammation, due to the inflammation that the weight causes. The belly fat secretes hormones. Leptogen is one of them that causes inflammation in all the bones, in the heels, in the in, matter of fact, there's in reading about this, people who have lost weight have diminished pain in non-weight-bearing joints, for instance, the neck and the shoulder, and also weight-bearing joints like the heel. So somebody comes into my office, they have heel pain, they have plantar fasciitis. Doc, give me a shot. And, you know, I have to talk them into proper shoes and orthotics. They even want surgery because if you loosen that surgically, it could relieve it, but it can come back. And I want to tell them, no, it's a lifestyle issue. It's a lifestyle issue. You, if you lose weight, 86% chance you're going to be completely relieved. And, you know, as I said this, I'm saying you and I have had several programs here together about the feet.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how lifestyle, diet, exercise, and I want to talk about exercise, too, as far as heel pain is concerned, but isn't it funny how lifestyle issues, diet, and exercise always come into play, whether we're talking about diabetes or ulcers or shin splints, whatever it is? Isn't it funny how diet always comes into it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's
and exercise.
The feet is attached to the rest of the body, and that's part of the rest of the body.
And let's say, and you know what? And inflammation is a major cause of all diseases. So when you get inflamed because of overweight causing your heels, you know it's also doing the same thing to your heart. It's also doing the same thing to your arteries. It's also doing the same thing to all the joints in your body. It's inflammation. Mm. And there is inflammatory things that cause problems in your body. An inflammatory lifestyle, including stress, including different foods you eat, including drinking a lot of alcohol, including being sedentary. So I guess what we're learning from this, once again, is a non-inflammatory lifestyle is one of the key ways to get rid of your plantar fasciitis. Come on, everybody. Come on. Listen, listen to the... this is, we don't need all the time, we don't need prescriptions. Yeah, sure, Motrin works, ibuprofen works, all the anti-inflammatories work. Sure, they work for it. But this is a symptom of an inflamed body, this heel spur. This is a symptom of being overweight. It's a symptom of imbalance in walking. These are more natural these are natural situations. It's not a disease.
Yeah.
It's going to create a disease. Now, let's talk about exercise. Now, exercise, they have discovered, you've heard of the core of the body, right? The stomach and
right.
the back and hips. And you're supposed to keep your core all nice and condition and exercise. Well, they're discovering that the foot, too, has its own core that holds the foot up. And right now, I'm working on a series of exercises that will strengthen the core. And guess what? If we keep our core strengthened via proper exercises, we may not even need custom orthotics because the foot is doing the work of holding itself up by itself. But you know what the problem is, Don? You know what the problem
What's
is?
That?
It's work. People don't want to work. They don't want to work. They want the path of least resistance. They want what is easier, and they just don't want to. They don't want to deal with these things in a natural way. They want medicines. They want surgery. They want shots. And what I'm saying
is
a natural condition that we could do by natural. I mean, medicines are important if we really need it. If we've exhausted all the conservative care, yeah, sure, let's go for it. But come on, guys, let's prevent. Let's exercise. Let's diet. Let's have an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. This is what it's about. Even heel pain. Even plantar fasciitis.
You know, that's actually pretty exciting to me because, you know, as I mentioned that the other day that I was walking into the store and I was trying to walk straight and walk, you know, but you're right, is the fact that in about 5 minutes, I forgot. And it goes back to the natural stance that I've worked my feet into. And I don't have something that continues to hold, you know, while I'm not thinking about it. And so if you're talking right now about making the core of your foot, which I agree, I mean, the foot is, it's amazing piece of machinery. It's great because it supports and holds and does what you need to do as long as you take care of the foot. And so if you're talking about exercises for the feet, I'm excited. I would love to without having to do orthotics because, you know, I'd like my feet to do what they're supposed to do. So I'm excited about that.
Now, you say take care of your feet. I want to remind everybody what's the most important thing in taking care of your feet. Besides just taking care of your feet, take care of your body. You take care of your body will take care of you, including the feet. Take care of your body. The foot is attached to the rest of the body. Care of your feet, and they'll take care of you. Take care of your body, and they'll take care of you. You know, I want to mention one thing. Plantar fasciitis does happen in athletes in what we call overuse syndrome. So if an athlete overdoes it, and he doesn't think or she doesn't think they're overdoing it, but from a muscular point of view, they're overdoing it without orthotics, but and they stretch the bottom of the feet out, they're probably living an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. They're probably eating good. They're probably exercising, but there is a percentage of people who get plantar fasciitis and heel pain through athletics. And these people get it because they're off balance. Their foot is hitting the ground in such a way that they're pulling this fascia away from the bone and pulling it along the arch. And massage is very, very good to relax these tissues that become inflamed. As a matter of fact, on the DrReamRemedies.com, my website, DrReamRemedies.com, I always emphasize attention to prevention, and I have all these remedies, especially the cream that is a massage. It's a foot cream that has a friction factor that you get a great massage, especially with this inflamed foot. You massage it in, the plantar fascia, and you know there's a movement out for recovery after exercise. You should be massaging your foot in a runner or an athlete, an active athlete, before and after a run or an exercise. You should be massaging it with Balm Riche active formula. DrReamRemedies.com. I gave myself a little plug, but you know what? It's always about attention to prevention. This is what I'm about.
Yeah. So, you know, I noticed on your site there too, Dr. Ream, there's a little foot roller log, that foot log.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned.
Would that work?
Oh, you
would
know
that
what?
Work for massaging?
So in my the way I look at it, is that this foot massager is very good. We got little bumps on it that reproduce the acupuncture points of the foot and stimulate the micro acupuncture points of the foot, which we could talk about at another time. But there are acupuncture points on the foot, and these stimulate them for relaxation. In addition, when you go over and over the foot and rub it along this foot log, it's called, it actually produces a very effective massage. And so the foot log at drrehmremedies.com, drrehmremedies.com, drrehmremedies.com. You could look at the foot log and even purchase one. And really, it's about attention to prevention and realizing that the feet are attached to the rest of the body. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks for bringing that up, Don.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it would be very simple. People like relaxing in front of the TV or something, and you could just roll that right on the floor or something, just massage your feet while you're doing that right there, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything other, certain exercises besides just the massage that I know you said you're working on them, but can you give us just one?
Yeah, build the core. You know,
minutes?
Yeah. Do you know that? Did you ever go on a stair climber at the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. You put your foot on the stair climber, but you never get your whole foot quite on the stair climber. It's kind of like the first 3/4 of your foot and your heel is not really touching it, and you kind of step on it with the 3/4 of your foot, and you're bending your foot in a way. This reproduces the exercises that you need to do to strengthen the core. So in essence, it's like toe raises, stretching of the arch, going back and forth on the foot, rolling the foot. These are all exercises to build the core of the foot, made mostly of the intrinsic, which were the small muscles that are attached and insert in the foot itself, the small muscles of the foot. So that's an answer to your question. Are there other exercises? Yeah, sure there are. They've been using this type of treatment for a long time. They've been using warm water bottles. I just sophisticated a little bit with my foot log.
Awesome.
Let me just summarize. I want people to be in balance when they walk. I want people to wear proper shoes and orthotics. I want people to do the proper exercises, both for conditioning and for the foot. And I want people to live an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And again, pay attention to prevention. And if you can't, there's oral anti-inflammatories, there's injections, and there's surgery. But that's what you have to do when you go to the doctor after you get a diagnosis. But make sure you treat it, you exhaust your conservative treatment is the way I frame it.
Awesome. That sounds very good. Any last 30 seconds?
Yeah. I want to tell everybody, remember, if it is to be, it is up to me.
Awesome. So there you have it. We've got some work to do to get our feet in shape and take care of our feet, because we got to remember the feet are part of the rest of the body.
Absolutely. Wake
for
up,
being
everybody.
With us.
Come on.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet ... healthy. Bye for now. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Rehm, all rights reserved.